There's something I'd like to ask you today, but I don't want you to answer. Okay? So here it is. How did you become a Christian? When did you become a Christian? When did the Holy Spirit convict your heart and you realized, yes, I'm a sinner, just as it says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God? When did you recognize that our loving Lord Jesus had taken your sin and nailed it to the cross where he died? When did your heart rise up and say, yes, Jesus died for me? I'm accepted and I'm free. When did you pray, Lord, may I live in your forgiveness and follow you all the days of my life? Well, if you've got answers to those questions, then you have a testimony. And the good thing with God is testimonies don't stop. Testimonies continue for all of our lives. A testimony is a declaration of truth or fact. And I can declare today that I know that Jesus died for me. I can declare today that I know that I am a sinner. And sin is one of those terms that, you know, can be very misunderstood, but it's essentially when we do things that God judges is the wrong thing. But we know that God has said, if we keep the whole law but just break it at one point, we're guilty of breaking all the law. So if we've ever had a bad word or had a bad thought or done a wrong thing or done something that we shouldn't, or indeed not done something that we should have done, then we've broken God's law. And so we're a sinner. And that's why it says that we're all sinners and fall short of the glory of God. Ephesians 2 says, it is by grace you've been saved through faith. It's not from yourselves. It's a gift from God. So I hope today that if you haven't yet received that gift, you will receive that gift soon. It's absolutely free. It doesn't come at a cost, other than the cost of Jesus dying on the cross for you and you saying, I accept what you've done for me. And you ask Jesus to step in and be the Lord of your life. The Bible is full of people's testimonies. And we're going to look at a testimony in John chapter 9. And I'm just going to give you a brief synopsis before we start reading. It's about a man who was blind from birth. And he receives his sight on the Sabbath day. People were amazed and demanded proof of what had happened. They wanted to know, is he the man who was blind from birth, or is he someone who looks like him? And he just confirms that he is that man. They want to know what happened. How did it happen? And he simply says, it was a man called Jesus. And then the Pharisees get involved, as they loved to get involved, particularly when it was concerning Jesus or when someone was doing something that didn't quite fit into their authority and power. They're not joyous over the fact that a blind man can now see, but they want to know how it has happened and how dare it happen on a Sabbath day. Do you know people with attitudes like that? They don't want to know about the love of Jesus, but they're quite happy to try to destroy the reputation of Jesus without even knowing him. So we're going to pick the story up from John chapter 9, verses 24 to 41. A second time they summoned the man who'd been blind. Give glory to God by telling the truth, they said. We know this man is a sinner. He replied, whether he is a sinner or not, I don't know. But one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Then they asked him, what did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered, I've told you already, and you did not listen. Why do you want to hear it again? Do you want to become his disciples too? Then they hurled insults at him and said, you are this fellow's disciple. We are disciples of Moses. We know that God spoke to Moses. But as for this fellow, we don't even know where he comes from. The man answered, now that is remarkable. You don't know where he comes from, yet he opened my eyes. We know that God does not listen to sinners. He listens to the godly man who does his will. Nobody has ever heard of opening the eyes of a man born blind. If this man were not from God, he could do nothing. To this they replied, you were steeped in sin at birth. How dare you lecture us? And they threw him out. Now Jesus heard that they'd thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Who is he, sir? The man asked. Tell me so that I may believe in him. Jesus said, you have now seen him. In fact, he's the one speaking with you. Then the man said, Lord, I believe, and worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind. Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, what are we blind to? Jesus said, if you were blind, you would be guilty of sin. You would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilt remains. So there we have his whole story. What was this man's testimony? The man who saved him, the man who gave him sight, was called Jesus. And when he's challenged by the authorities, they say, he's not of God. Where has he come from? And this man, he cannot believe this, can he? How can I, who was born blind and can now see, how can I be in this situation today were it not for this man? Now, I want you to do something for me, if you're able. I know some of you are holding phones, but I'd like you to close your eyes. And then I'd like you to put your hands over your eyes. This man was blind from birth. He could not see. And Jesus touched him. Now open your eyes, but keep your hands where they are. And you can see a little light. Now move your hands away. And you can see the light. Now, I don't know where you are in your walk with Jesus. You might have your eyes closed and your hands over your eyes. You may not still be able to see the light that comes into the world. You may have your eyes open, but your hands over your eyes. And you can just see a bit of light of Jesus. And you desperately want to grab what is more. The only way we get more light is the man named Jesus. And the man named Jesus will remove the hands from your eyes. He will give you clear vision so that you can see who he is and what he has done. You see, we know that Jesus came from heaven. We know that he came from God. And we know that he answers God. And when we ask for things, we know that he listens. We know that he is sitting at the right hand of the Father and he's saying, oh, Father, help Michael and Lindsay, help David, help Maria. Father, just intercede for their lives. There's a lot of interceding goes on. We pray. Jesus talks to the Father. The Father intercedes so that we can see. What is your testimony today? You just need a simple testimony. I was blind, but now I can see. Sometimes God does miraculous things. And other times he just does something really gently and slowly and says, here I am, come and seek me. The great thing about testifying, or textifying as it is mostly nowadays, isn't it? Sending our little messages out on text, is that God's never finished his work. He's always giving us a testimony. What is your testimony today of what God has done? You'll have a testimony if you seek God and if you know God. I'd just like Chris, if we can unmute Chris, David. I would like Chris to read for us Jeremiah 29, verses 12 and 14.
Talking about Chris Mills?
No, sorry. Wasn't talking about you, Chris. My apologies. Dorothy and Chris.
On me. Will be found by you.
Sorry, hold on a minute, Chris. They muted us. We're just trying to unmute it. You keep muting us. Right. Chris. Yeah, sorry, Chris.
Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. See, God says, when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. You know, if you need to cry out to God, and he'll reach out to you. He's just waiting to come and help us. I was getting ready to pray this morning, and I got distracted. And I started to read something and stepped into the Word of God and started to read that, which is great. That's fine. But then it's like this realization from the Holy Spirit came upon me. Actually, you had a meeting with God to come and talk to him. And he's waiting. And I thought, wow, I don't want to keep God waiting. So down went the Bible and I started to pray. Don't keep God waiting. Make an appointment with God and keep it. Come and seek him and come and ask him to help you. We have a loving God who sent his son to die for us. He said that knowing him is absolutely free. Paying the price for our sins, Jesus has done it. It's done. So that we can have a friendship, a relationship with God. What's your testimony going to be? How are you going to testify about the wonder of God? Well, I just want to share one more thing. And that is the experience I've had with the Holy Spirit, or one of them. I was really desperately wanting God to put more of himself in me. So I was asking God for the Holy Spirit. I was asking God to fill me up. And one day I was just at the end of my bed and I was praying and praying and praying, just saying, Lord, why can't I have more of you? And then suddenly I felt the Holy Spirit coming upon me. Another occasion I had was at a church meeting at a later point, and God was just leading me to go forward. There was four things that were spoken by the preacher, and three of those things were very relevant to me. And he asked us to come forward for prayer, and I went forward for prayer, and he simply said, I can see a tongue of fire coming down upon you. And I fell to the floor, and God emptied me out on that floor. And when I say he emptied me out, what I mean is everything I was still holding, bitterness, anxieties, everything I was still holding, he just emptied out as I was lying on that floor. And then he started to fill me up. And then he started to give me things. He started to tell me what he wanted to do with me, how he wanted to use me, how he wanted to work with me. And I stood up and I got so arrogant that he knocked me straight back down on the floor again. And I thought, yes, Lord, I understand. I just picked up the whole wrong attitude. And I just wanted to allow God to move in my life. If you want God to move in your life, seek him first and you will find him. Come before him and pray. Learn to sing worship songs. Learn to praise God and give glory to his name. And let the power of the Holy Spirit fill up your life and give you the testimony that I was blind, but now I can see. Amen. Sorry, I forgot this bit. I just want to finish with this bit. It's from Acts 14:17. This is God's testimony. Yet he who has not left himself without testimony, he has shown kindness by giving you rain from heaven and crops in the seasons. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. Who is he doing that to? He was doing that to the people who didn't know him. He was doing that to the people who wanted to raise up Paul and Barnabas as gods. And he was saying, this is my testimony to you. So you see, people can know the benefits of God and even the joy without knowing God. But you won't know the truth of him. You won't know the joy of him, the real joy. And you won't know the experience of trust in him until you seek his face. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we pray for those this morning who want to know you. Those who've got a desire within them to find out more about you. Those that have read things about you, but still feel that they need to know you. Father, we pray that you would speak into their hearts today, this hour. Father, we pray that you will bless them. We pray that you will encourage them as they seek your faith. Lord, we pray that there will be a desire in our hearts to seek you and find you. There will be desire in our hearts to recognize who you are, the Son of God, and the love that you have given to us by going to the cross. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just help each one find you in a deeper way, that our testimonies will grow of the love of God that he shares with us every single day. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.